Wessel's Sister, A.E. Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia, November 28, 1899. Dear Sister Wessel's, the African mail leaves Sydney today, and I awaken at 2 o'clock a.m. and prepare myself to write you a few lines. Will you please consider the matter of coming to Australia for the purpose of placing Andrew in more favorable surroundings? When we realize that one soul is of more value than the whole world, we shall make most earnest, determined efforts to save even one soul. In comparison with the value of one soul, the whole world sinks into insignificance. As Christ gazed down from the Mount of Olives upon the doomed and guilty impenitent city, he exclaimed with broken, tearful utterance, "If thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace." Here he hesitates before he pronounces the irrevocable sentence. The language of his soul is, "Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me." But at last come the words, "But now they are hid from thine eyes." Luke 19, verse 42, Psalm 81, verse 13. In these broken utterances, Christ took in not only the inhabitants of Jerusalem, but every impenitent soul in our world. Why, oh why, are the hearts of humanity so hard? Why are men and women, young and old, so determined to ruin their souls? Each of us has our day, the day of merciful visitation. Sister Wessel's, God is calling for every member of your family, saying, "My love is toward you, to save you from that retribution which will come upon every soul who refuses my counsel. I know that the Lord would have you place yourself and your youngest son where you will be under different influences. Go not with him to Europe, where there are influences that will surely lead him to ruin. Your first business is to save his soul. Just as long as he is under the influence of those whose society he chooses because he wants his own unsanctified way, then nothing is hopeful in his case. He needs an entire change of circumstance. Mercy has long hovered as a guardian angel over the boy, but, my dear sister, you have had a love for your son which has not been exercised for his best good. True love would from the first have kept eternal interests above the present, selfish indulgences which are spoiling your son's character building in this life and for the future eternal life. My heart is drawn out after Andrew. He has been educated in self-indulgence, his mother not realizing that by gratifying the inclinations of her boy, she has imperiled not only his physical health, but his eternal welfare. Now, if you take your boy and do your level best to create a different atmosphere about his soul, you will be doing the work that as a mother you should have done from the very first of his life. As Christian mothers, we have no moral right to imperil the souls of our children by gratifying their wish and inclination to have plenty of money to use. By gratifying this inclination, you are so educating your son that he will not know how to use prudently and wisely that which he shall feel is his own portion, to do with as he may be disposed. Mother Wessel's, your dear son's soul is too precious for him to be treated as he has been. Change this order of things. As far as the value of money is concerned, it is the Lord's entrusted talent, to be used for his own name's glory. Wisdom must be exercised, so that it shall not be wasted upon worthless purposes, as it surely has been and will be unless your son is converted to God, and situated where eternal interest shall be recognized in all its bearing. The loss of every pound is of little consequence in comparison with the worth of his soul. It is his soul for which I am burdened. Shall Christ say of this youth, "Ye would not come unto me that ye might have life"? Ye would none of my counsel, ye despised all my reproof. If thou art unsaved, it is thou thyself who art responsible. See John 5, verse 40, and Proverbs 1, verse 30. Sister Wessel's, what mother ever loved her child as Jesus loves his children? He looks upon the spoiled manhood with a grief deeper, keener, than any mother's love. He sees the future retribution of an evil course of action. Let everything be done now that can be done to accomplish the work that should have been done. It is not too late for Andrew to repent and come to Jesus and live. Mercy's time of respite is not yet exhausted. Jesus is still calling, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verse 28-30. I cannot say all that is in my heart to say, but I know that if you realized the value of souls, some decided efforts would be made to change the order of things, to break up the associations which are a constant injury, and which will prove the ruin of the souls of more than one member of the Wessels family. I love their souls, and Jesus Christ loves them with a love as much deeper and stronger as the heavens are higher than the earth. Then, I say, come, without delay come. Do not put your boy to learn a trade merely. Place him where he will be taught what it means to be a Christian. The Lord calls for you today. I have written so much that I thought I would not write more. But the souls purchased by the blood of Christ are precious, and I cling to them as I see that they do not realize that unless they are saved through the merits of Christ's blood, they will be lost, eternally lost. I am stirred with an intensity of feeling. I cannot refrain from still pleading. While the beams of grace are still lingering, Christ is still inviting you, Andrew, still pleading with you to gain a knowledge of the things which belong unto your peace. He is reaching out his hand of mercy, saying to Andrew, to Dan, to every member of the Wessels family, "If in this your day you will receive me in simple faith, the peace which I alone can give will be yours. Pardon will be yours. You may become a blessing in your influence, rather than a curse, to help others to be regardless of their souls. Andrew, the recording angel wishes to place your name in the Book of Life. Now is the time for you to stand under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel. Mother Wessels, and as a servant of Jesus Christ I may advise you, place your son Andrew where he will learn that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Place him in a school where the Bible is the foundation of education. I believe that Andrew will be much more sensible here in Australia than he has been in South Africa. You can now improve the present time. I know of no better place than Australia for your son. John is here, and his influence over Andrew and Henry and other members of the family will be good. I leave these lines with you. God help you to see and understand that he is speaking to you. In much love.